Hello.
I'm sure that you're very tired this evening.
我想你们今天晚上大概很疲倦了。
I see I've already worn out one translator.
我们已经让我们这个翻译的能够缓和起来。
But maybe the Lord give us grace for this meeting tonight.
希望主今晚上给我们更多的恩典。
We want to turn to Revelation chapter 19.
那我们先翻到启示录第十九章。
We're going to read the verses 1 through 8.
启示录第十九章一到八节。
After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神。
Because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her.
他的判断是真实公义的，应当判断那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。
And the second time they said, Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever.
又说哈利路亚，烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah!
那二十四位长老与四活物就匍匐敬拜坐宝座的神，说阿门，哈利路亚。
And the voice came from the throne saying, Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great.
有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
And then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns.
我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说：哈利路亚！因为主我们的神，全能者作王了。
Let us rejoice and be glad, and give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了。
It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we come again to you tonight asking for the grace of your life to be upon us in abundance.
父王，我们今天来到面前，希望你的恩典能够临到我们身上。
Anoint us by the Holy Spirit.
让你的圣灵能够膏油我们。
Strengthen us by the Holy Spirit in the inner man.
让我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
Give us eyes of our heart to see what you are speaking to us.
让我们里面的眼睛能够打开，能够听见你的话。
May all your children be your bondservants.
让所有你的儿女成为你的仆人。
Teach us the way of your overcoming life.
告诉我们一个道路，能够成为一个得胜的者。
We come and depend upon you this evening.
我们今天晚上仰望在你的手上。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Amen. The book of Revelation.Takes a lifetime to study.
整本启示录需要我们整个一生能够来阅读。
There are many difficult passages.
那么有许多困难的一些的话在里面。
There are some things that are still not clearly shown to the church at this time.
有许多在里面的一些经节还没有很清楚的能够表明出来。
And there are many things which cause controversy among God's people.
里面有很多我们在主的儿女之中有一些争论的地方。
Some Christians fight over when the rapture will come.
有些基督徒会争论到底什么时候会被提。
Some Christians say there is no rapture because it doesn't show in the book of Revelation.
有些基督徒认为说根本就没有被提，因为没有很明显的在启示里面提出来。
It's true, the word rapture is not in there.
这是真实，因为被提没有在启示里面出现。
And only in the book of Revelation do we have the word millennium.
在启示里面有一个千年国。
And so some people believe that Jesus will reign as a king for 1,000 years, and some Christians don't.
有些人认为说主耶稣会掌权1,000年，有些基督徒认为不会。
And we have premillennial and postmillennial and all kinds of different understandings.
有一些人认为是有前千禧年派，有后千禧年派。
We have all kinds of understanding about the tribulation. Will Christians go through the tribulation?
我们有一些对于大患难有一些不同的解释，有些人认为是要经过，有些人认为不需要经过。
So before I start tonight, I'm going to make a few statements as an aside regarding these matters of the rapture.
在我们今天晚上开始之前，我会关于这些有一些的陈述。
But I will only share just a few things as I see them. I don't want to force them upon you.
有几件事我先讲出来，但是我不希望能够就是在强加在你们身上的一些的。
Because actually this book is given to each of us as bondservants.
这本书是给我们任何一个愿意来到面前成为他仆人的一本书。
Even as the mighty angel gave it to the servant John.
即使那个大力天使把这些话给了那个约翰。
What did the mighty angel do with the servant John?
大力天使对于约翰做了一些什么事情？
We see it back in chapter 10.
我们看一下启示录第十章。
And verse 9.
第十章第九节。
So I went to the angel telling him to give me the little book, and he said to me, take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but your mouth will be sweet as honey.
我就走到天使那里对他说，请你把小书卷给我。他就对我说，你拿着吃尽了。 并叫你肚子发苦，然而在你口中要甜如蜜。
I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.
我从天使手中把小书卷接过来，吃尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜，吃了以后肚子觉得发苦了。
And they said to me, you must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多邦、多王再说预言。
Now this shows us what the Lord wants to do.
这边阐明了主要做些什么事。
He wants to give you the book.
他要把这本书给你。
He wants you to eat the book.
他要你吃这本书。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
To chew it.
去咀嚼它。
To pray and to read.
去祷告，去读它。
To ask God for revelation.
请求主给你启示。
And when you chew it, you make it yours.
当你咀嚼以后，你就变成你的了。You
know the saying, you are what you eat.
你是怎么样，你就吃了什么。你吃了什么就是什么。If
you eat the scroll, you will become.
你吃了书卷，就变成这个样子。Now
John was at the crossroads in this revelation.
约翰在这个十字路口上面。He
had seen some things.
他看见了一些事情。But
before he could prophesy regarding more things, he had to eat the scroll himself.
当他能够说许多预言的时候，他必须先把这些能够吃下去。There
are many Christians who never eat this book. They just tell back what some teacher told them about the book.
有许多基督徒从来没有好好的咀嚼这本书，他们只是把一些人家所讲的再讲出来。But
if you eat the book,
如果你自己吃了这本书，then
God will reveal to you some of the great truths of this book.
然后神就会把这里面很多的话语能够向你能够启示出来。Indeed,
you have to eat this all your life.
然后你这就是你要一生都来吃这本书。You
know, John is a very interesting scripture writer.
约翰是一个很有趣的圣经的作者。Every
apostle is different.
每一个使徒都是不一样的。Now
we know Paul.
我们知道保罗。He
had a great mind.
他有一个很大的心思。He
knew so much of memorized of the Old Testament.
他能够记得几乎所有的旧约。He
based his doctrines on scriptures from the Old Testament.
他的教训有许多从旧约里面出来。When
you read your Bible throughout Paul's writings, many scriptures from the Old Testament.
你读了保罗书信，知道有很多地方是从旧约里面出来。Matthew
was also very detailed knowledge of the scripture.
约翰，马太。 他对于旧约也是非常非常的详细。
The things that happened in Jesus' life, he said these fulfilled this scripture.
他就讲到耶稣说，耶稣就完成了应验了旧约所讲的一些话。
But in the book of Revelation, how many verses does John quote from the Old Testament?
那你看看在启示录里面有什么地方约翰讲说这是从旧约里面引出来的呢？
None.
没有。
But,
但是
there are 250 references to Old Testament scriptures in this book.
但是有大概有250处地方从旧约里面能够牵引出来。
Why?
为什么？
Because here's John's style of study.
这是约翰研读的一种方式。
John learned a secret.
约翰他得到这个秘密。
It's called abiding in the word.
叫做能够与主同行。
John, he lived in the scripture. He abided in the scripture.
他住在就好像在住在这个圣经里面跟主在一起。
Maybe he didn't have as good a memory as Paul.
他好像他 也许他没有像保罗那么好的记忆力。
You know, some of you Christians have memorized many verses of scriptures, and others of you can't memorize very good. You know?
就好像你们当中有许多基督徒能够记得很多的经节，但是有些基督徒就是不能够记。
Well, for you who can't memorize, you should be encouraged by John. He did not memorize too many verses.
那你们这些没有办法记得很多经节，你们应该觉得还好，因为约翰就是这样子。
But the scriptures were alive in his heart.
但是呢，圣经话就在他里面活起来了。
And as God revealed this great revelation in this book,
神把这很大的启示能够就启示出来。
250 verses of scripture come out in this book.
有差不多250处的经节从这里面能够引出来。
So what does this tell us?
那这里面告诉我们什么？
You have to study the whole Old Testament to understand the book of Revelation.
你必须研读所有的旧约才能够了解启示录。
You can't understand without really knowing the book of Daniel. You have to know the book of Daniel to understand Revelation.
你必须了解但以理书，然后呢才慢慢能够了解启示录。
You have to know the book of Isaiah, the book of Ezekiel.
你必须了解以赛亚书、以西结书。
He has many references to the book of Joel.
有许多书参引到了约伯记。
So, it's a lifetime study.
这是一个好像生命里面的学习。
The more you study,
一生的学习。
The more you study the Gospel of Matthew and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and the Old Testament, the more you understand the Book of Revelation.
就好像你阅读了提撒帖前书还有旧约，你就能够多能够了解。
But remember this.
但是记得。
If you're just a student but not a bondservant,
如果你只是一个学生而不是一个仆人的话
，then you will only learn the outward shell of the book。
那你只是学习到好像那个外壳一样。
But if you have a heart that wants to serve the Lord，
你如果一个愿意信主、愿意仆人的心在主面前
，then you will receive the revelation of Jesus Christ。
你就会得到主耶稣基督的启示。
Now we see in this book already，
我们已经看过这本书了。
That the bond servant enters into the blessing。Of the book of Revelation.
仆人就进入了这个有盼望的的一面，盼望的祝福里。
Last night we look at the sevenfold blessing of the book of Revelation.
昨天晚上我们看了有七层的祝福。
This afternoon we looked at the sevenfold visions of the book of Revelation.
今天下午我们看到七重的意象在启示录里面。
Tonight we look at the sevenfold worship in the book of Revelation.
今天晚上我们要看到七重的敬拜在启示录里面。
Now for most of us when we study worship we go to the book of Psalms.
当我们看到敬拜的时候我们常常去读诗篇。
Because David and the writers of the Psalms gave us amazing scriptures to sing and to praise God.
我们从诗篇里面看到大卫给我们很好的诗篇，让我们能够祷告，让我们能够赞美。
But as good as they are, that's only Old Testament worship.
不管怎么样呢，它就是只是一个旧约的敬拜赞美。
Do you do Old Testament worship?
你是不是做的？你是不是还在实行那个旧约的敬拜赞美呢
？Do you use tambourines? dance around?
你是不是还是用一些, 古代的一些乐器在跳,在做?
Do you offer animals up here on the altar?
你是不是还是把牵牛羊来献祭呢?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, well, 不是啊。
But still, some of the Old Testament worship, we write hymns from some of the songs, huh?
我们有一些诗歌是从旧约里面一些的事情能够。
But now we have New Testament worship.
我们现在是新约的敬拜。
We see in the Gospels even and the Book of Acts some examples of New Testament worship.
我们从使徒行传和福音书里面，我们看到一些敬拜的新约的敬拜。
We have Paul's exhortation. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, giving thanks in your heart to the Lord.
我们灵里面能够说灵歌，能够颂词灵歌，能够赞美词。So
we see some examples of New Testament worship.
我们可以看到一些的新约里面的一些例子。But
do you know how to enter into the heavenly worship?
但是我们能够知道说如何进入属天的敬拜呢?
From Old Testament to New Testament to the heavenly worship?
从旧约的敬拜到新约敬拜，然后到天上的敬拜。
Can we enter into the heavenly worship?
我们能不能进入天上的敬拜呢?
Ah, John, he entered into the heavenly worship.
约翰进入了天上的敬拜了。
Because these events given to us in the book of Revelation were times that they worshipped in heaven seven times.
事实上在这里启示里面讲到有七次天上的这样的敬拜。
How do they worship in heaven?
他们如何在天上的敬拜呢?
Is it different from us?
是不是跟我们有些不一样呢?
Well, let's take a look.
让我们来看一看。
Okay. Now we read in Revelation chapter 19.
我们刚刚读了启示录第十九章。
These verses, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now is that New Testament worship?
是不是就是这样的敬拜呢?
Yes.
是的。
And it's heavenly worship.
是天上的敬拜。
Hallelujah. Look there. It's mentioned how many times? You see Hallelujah. Okay, Rebecca. How many times?
他说在 19章里面讲到哈利路亚，又讲了几次呢?
Four times.
四次.
Four times it mentions Hallelujah.
四次提到了哈利路亚.
Okay, so now we know Hallelujah is part of our heavenly worship, huh?
事实上我们知道哈利路亚是我们天上敬拜的一部分.
All right, now.
现在.
Philip, how many other times is Hallelujah mentioned in the New Testament?
那在新约其他地方提到哈利路亚多少次呢?
I'll give you a hint.
我给你一个暗示。
25
25
12
12
7
7次
0
0次
0
0次
That's right.
对的。
If we learn to worship
如果我们学那个敬拜
New Testament heavenly worship
新约敬拜，天上敬拜。
We only discovered in Revelation.
我们只有在启示录里面能够发现到。
If we didn't have Book of Revelation,
如果没有启示录的话,
we wouldn't know how to worship.
我们不知道怎么样敬拜了。
We could thank Jesus for our salvation.
我们可以感谢主耶稣给我们的救恩。
But without the Book of Revelation, nobody.
如果没有启示录的话, 没有人,
would ever know to say, "Worthy is the Lamb of God."
就没有人知道说, 羔羊是配。
We learned this from the Book of Revelation.
我们从启示录里能够知道。
Hallelujah worship.
赞美主。 Hallelujah.
Now there's two things we'll notice. We have seven pieces of worship.
我们有两件事，我们记得有七个部分。
In the Book of Revelation, seven.
有七个部分。
And you can tell they're worshiping because.
因为你们都发现到，因为。
You get the clue.
你有一些的那个暗示。
You know the clue?
你知道一些暗示吗？
And they said with a loud voice.
他说有大的声音。
Oh, heavenly worship is loud.
哦，那天上敬拜是很大声的。
None of this little, thank you Lord, thank you so much, thank you.
不是一个很小声说谢谢你，谢谢你主，谢谢你。
No,
不是。
Heavenly worship is hallelujah worship.
在天上敬拜要很大声说hallelujah。
You see, every time you see they spoke with loud voice.
你看到每一次在启示录讲的时候大声。
It's very noisy in heaven.
好像很吵的样子。
People like noise.
很多人很喜欢有这些大的声音。
Nobody's hard of hearing, but they like to worship loud.
他们喜欢用大声来敬拜。
And we have hallelujah worship.
我们有一个哈利路亚的敬拜。
But we see a revelation already in chapter 19.
我们看到了在十九章的这样的启示。
Why is he saying hallelujah?
为什么他这样讲哈利路亚呢?
Two times.
有两次。
It's hallelujah blessings.
有两次说哈利路亚，称颂，称颂。
Two times, it's hallelujah judgment.
有两次讲到他的判断或是他的审判。
They say hallelujah because the smoke from Babylon rises up. Hallelujah, Babylon's been crushed.
他讲到说哈利路亚，因为大巴比伦已经他的烟从大巴比伦升上来，因为他已经受到审判了。
Now you see Christians, they like the hallelujah blessings. Oh, thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
你看到基督徒喜欢这种有祝福的哈利路亚。
But in heaven, they're also thankful for God's judgment.
但在天上，你要注意到哈利路亚有关于神的审判。
They love to say, "Hallelujah, God has judged."
就是说哈利路亚，神审判了。
But we don't like to say that, huh?
但是我们好像很少说这样子话。
We wish God doesn't judge anybody.
我们敬拜我们崇拜主，好像很少去判断审判别人。
But if we understood.The righteousness of God.
但是我们如果了解说神的公义的话，
And as we are made righteous as His children,
我们是变成他的，我们就好像成为他的公义一样。
Then we learn to rejoice and worship not only in His victories but also in His judgments.
我们就不只是在有祝福的哈利路亚，甚至在有审判的哈利路亚，我们也跟他一起。
So now, and before we look at the seven times of worship,
在我们提到这七种不同的敬拜之前，
there's two things we need to see.
有两件事我们必须要先看到。
To have the right perspective of worship.
有两件事情就关于敬拜，我们必须要注意到。
Here's the first thing we see.
第一件事情，
the book of Revelation is completely God-centered.
第一件事情就是敬拜是神是所有敬拜的中心。
The name God or the pronoun for God, like He,
不管是神的名或是我们称呼他
is used hundreds of times in this book.
有出现了好几百次在这本书。
Actual names of God 188 times in this book.
讲到神这个字。在启示录里面出现了188次。
He's God, the Judge, the Lamb, the Righteous One.
他是神，他是公义判断的，他是就等等等。
Worship must be completely God-centered.
敬拜神是一切的，是那敬拜的中心。
It's all about Him.
是完全是跟他有关的。
It's about His throne.
是他的宝座。
It's about His bride.
是关于他自己的心腹。
It's about his victory.
是关于他的得胜。
It's about his lamb.
是关于他的羔羊。
It's about his judgments.
是关于他的审判。
It's about his servants.
是关于他的服事。
It's about his rewards.
是关于他的奖赏。
Now maybe that's a reason many Christians don't read the book of Revelation.
也许就是因为这样子，所以很多基督徒不读启示录。
Maybe they open the book and say, "I want to find me, 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 me. Where am I?"
如果我们就看了启示录这本书里面，就好像一直想找到我，哪里是我呢
？But it's all about God.
全部都是讲到神。
This is God-centered.
这是神为中心的一本书。
Many Christians are me-centered.
很多基督徒是以我为中心的，以自己为
中心。Even some of the choruses are written today.
很多的一些的做诗的人
，completely me-centered，
完全是以自我为中心。
I need me, come to me, help me. I am the center of the universe.
所有就是我啊，要帮助我，为了我啊，完全都是为了我。
Oh, they sound like beautiful songs.
他们做了很好的诗歌。
But we never see the Lord in the song. Always sees us.
完全都没有看到神在里面，只有看到我们自己。
But the worship in heaven completely God-centered.
那但是在天上敬拜完全是以神为中心。
And it's talking about all that God is doing.
完全讲到了神所做的一切。
And so we need to have a God-centered view.
我们必须有一个以神为中心的观点。
The second thing.
第二件事情。
In order to enter into the worship,
为我们能够进入那个真正的敬拜，
we have to see things from heavenly point of view.
我们必须从天上的眼光来看这件事情。
Now John had to be lifted up to see the heavenly worship. And up in heaven, they're worshiping and praising God for things which we don't see on earth.
在天上，在约翰在天上所看见的很多的敬拜事情，我们在地上看不见的。
But in heaven, all of these things are real.
在天上这些事情都是真实的。And
heaven is rejoicing.
在天上非常的喜乐。
Oh, this book, just as an example, is full of angels.
有许许多多的天使。
What does that tell us?
那些告诉我们什么呢？
Behind the visible events we see on earth, there are invisible angels doing all of this work.
我们在地上看到一些好像我们眼睛看到，但是在天上有些就是看不见的天使在天上敬拜。
But as soon as you are lifted up to heaven, suddenly you see angels everywhere.
但是你被提到天上呢，你原来看不见的都看见了。
How many times do we hear of angel in the book of Revelation?
在启示里面你看了多少次有关于提到天使？
When you go up to the heavenly places, you see them everywhere.
然后你再提到天上去，你看到天使到处都是天使。
How many times?
多少次？
Now you see, you don't count these things up, do you?
你们好像都不数一数这些事情。
More than 70 times.
超过70多次。
Angels, angels everywhere.
天使，到处都是天使。
Where's the angels here?
你们在这里看到天使吗？
I see Rebecca. Maybe she's an angel. I don't know.
也许Rebecca她是天使。
Who else?
还有谁呢？
Any volunteers?
有没有谁自愿当天使？
I can't see angels here.
我看我这边看不到天使。
You go up to heaven, angels, angels moving, pouring out bowls, running and doing things for the saints, helping all this.
你在天上就看到天使到处都天使，然后帮助这个，帮助那个人，到处都是天使。
We have to see from heavenly point of view.
我们必须从天上的眼光来看。Let
me give you one. Give you example.
让我给你一个例子。
Many Bible commentators.
有许多关于圣经的注导本。
Here's what they say.
他们怎么讲？
The book of Revelation is full of action down here on earth, followed by interludes in heaven.
他是说呢，我们有很多解经的是说，我们地上的发生所有事情，事实上是跟天上的事情的一个前奏。
You understand?
你知道吗？
You see the seven churches, and Jesus speaks down here on earth to the seven churches.
你看到主耶稣基督在七个教会当中。
That's chapter 2 and 3.
那是在启示录2跟3章。
Then chapter 4, we're lifted up into heaven.
然后你第四章、第五章你就提到天上去了。
Then we come back down, chapter 6.
然后我们就第六章又回到地上来。
And the seals open, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
然后第六个印，1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6个印都被打开了。
Then God says, boy, that was tough. Let's take a little breather. And we go up to heaven again.
然后神好像有休息了一下，然后又被提到天上去。
We take a rest with the angels.
然后我们就在天上跟天使好像在一起休息。
And we come back down for the trumpets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trumpets. Boom, boom, boom. Things happening. Earth shaking. Earthquake coming. Volcanoes. Everything.
然后我们到地上就是1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6这些号就发生，然后有大地震啊，到处就砰砰砰。
Then we have to take another rest, so we go back up to heaven. We see the Lamb with Mount Zion, everybody's resting. This is the way the Bible teachers talk about the book. It's completely backwards. You know, this book is from a heavenly point of view.
你知道这是从天上的观点来看这些事情。Here's
what happens.
这是怎么样发生的？
There is a divine initiative in heaven.
这是一些事情从天上起始。That
causes action to happen down on earth.
然后使得一些的动作就在地上发生了。It's
not earthly event and interlude in heaven.
这不是地上事情能够产生到天上。It's
a heavenly event.
是从天上的发生。And
the result down on earth.
然后产出地上的事情来。So
as an example.
就好像一个例子。
In Revelation chapter 6.
在启示录的第六章。
In verse 1.
第六章的第一节,
Jesus, the Lamb of God, breaks the first seal.
我看见羔羊摘开七中第一个印的时候,
now where did that happen?
那在什么时候发生呢? 在哪里发生?
Up in heaven.
在天上发生,
the Lamb broke the seal up in heaven.
羔羊在天上把印揭开,
and what happened on earth?
然后在地上发生什么事呢?
The four horsemen go out into the world.
有四个白马就出来了。
Ah, do you see?
你看见了吗?
It's an initiative from heaven that shakes the earth. This book is written from a heavenly point of view. If you want to know what's going on, don't look down on earth where the tribulation is. Look up in heaven where the action is taking place. And here is the most amazing thing. In the midst of these great things happening down on earth,
在地上发生这些事情的当中呢,
the saints
圣徒们,
are involved in these actions by their prayers and their worship.
圣徒们就参与了关于基由他们的祷告，就参与在地上发生的这些事情。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
In chapter 6 and verse 9,
第六章第九节,
we see that the fifth seal opening is the martyrs who are under the altar.
你就看到在开第五印的时候，有为神做见证被杀的一些的人。
And they were crying out, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging your blood?"
大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们流血的冤，要等到几时呢？
And then, as a result of this prayer,
然后经由这样的祷告,
the God pours out the trumpets of judgment from heaven.
然后呢，神就从天上伸出了号的审判。
We see in chapter 8, verse 3.
第八章第三节,
another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. Then the angel took that censer, filled it with fire on the altar, and threw it to the earth.
第三节的六节，另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祷告一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使手中一同升到神面前。天使拿了香炉，盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上。
There are three times. When we see the heavenly temple open up. Every time it's in response to the prayers of the saints or the worship of the saints.
每一次因为这样圣殿能够打开，都是因为圣徒的祷告，或是圣徒的敬拜。Look
in chapter 11.
第十一章.
We will see this in a minute. But we see that up in heaven, there's this great praise in verse 15.
我们看到有一个很大的赞美在第十五节。
And the worship that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of Christ.
这世界呢，变成了我们主的国。
And then look at verse 19.
在第十九节。
And the temple of God, which is in heaven, opened. The ark of the covenant appeared in his temple. And there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder.
第十一章第十九节，当时神天上殿打开了，在他殿中出现他的约柜，随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大炮。
God was responding to the worship of the saints by pouring out his judgments upon the earth.
神答应了圣徒们在他面前的敬拜，然后把这些事情带了出来。
In chapter 15,
在第十五章,
we will see another song of worship.
我们看到另外一个,
in the first four verses.
在前面四节,
but notice verse 5.
第五节,
after these things I looked, and the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened.
此后呢,我就第五节,
and the angels went forth with the seven bowls of wrath.
然后天使又带出七个碗出来。
So do you see?
你看见了吗?
Our worship, even from here on earth, and also from heaven, it's part of the initiative of heaven that causes things to happen down here on earth.
我们在地上敬拜跟天上是有很大的关系，然后事实上是天上的带出来，然后带领很多事情发生在地上。
This is a great mystery.
这是有很大的奥秘在里面。
But God wants us to be praying.
神希望我们能够祷告。
You know, when the saints gather together, two or three,
当我们圣徒两三个人在一起的时候,
and when they pray with faith, thy kingdom come,
信心里面祷告说, 愿你的国降临,
it releases something from heaven, and God's kingdom does some work here on earth.
会让神呢, 会释放一些东西在地上。
Very important we be faithful in our prayer.
我们必须在祷告面有极大的信心。
Okay. We want to look very simply at the sevenfold worship in the book of Revelation.
我们先来看一下有七个敬拜在这本书里面。
And the first one we find is in chapter 4, verses 8 through 11.
我们第一个是看到第四章第八到十一节。
John is lifted up into heaven.
约翰被提到天上去。
He sees God's throne.
他看见了神的宝座。
He sees the brightness of God's glory.
他看到了荣耀的这么样的洁白的荣耀。
And then he looks.
然后他来看。
And he sees worshippers.
他看到许多的敬拜的人。
Let's look at the worshippers.
让我们看看这些敬拜的人。
Let's start in verse 7.
让我们看看第七节。
These are the four living creatures. The first creature was like a lion, the second creature like a calf, the third creature like the face of a man, the fourth creature like a flying eagle.
第一个活物像狮子,第二个像牛犊,第三个脸目像人,第四个像飞鹰。
And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is to come.
四活物各有六个翅膀,遍体内外都满了眼睛,他们昼夜不住地说,圣哉,圣哉,主神是昔在,今在,以后永在的全能者。And
when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever.
每逢四活物将荣耀尊贵感谢归给那坐在宝座上,活到永永远远者的时候。
Now here's the first revelation of worship.
这是第一个敬拜的启示。
This is worship before the throne of God.
这是在宝座前面的敬拜。
John was down on the Isle of Patmos.
约翰在那个拔摩海岛上。
I visited the Isle of Patmos where John was exiled.
约翰在拔摩海岛。
On a trip with Brother Christian Chen.
我跟那个陈清真弟兄一起去过这个海岛。
He's always taking the trip.
他常常带我们去旅行。
And so we were there on the island.
那我在那个拔摩海岛上的时候。
Actually, I baptized two teenagers there.
我事实上帮两位青少年这边受浸。
But we baptized in the Aegean Sea. Aegean Sea is the name of the sea, body of water.
那个河就是叫 Aegean Sea. 爱琴海，对，爱琴海。Right.
And this sea had waves, very turbulent sea.
他们那个海潮非常的震动很大。
John was sitting on a rock on Patmos looking out at this turbulent sea.
约翰就坐在一个磐石上看到这个海浪这么大的波动的时候。
And suddenly in the spirit he was lifted up to heaven before God's throne.
突然呢，就他被神的灵提到了天上去，提到宝座前面。And
there was a glass sea.
那边有一个玻璃海。Everything
calm.
非常的平静。You
know, by the throne of God.
你知道在宝座前的时候。It
is an eternal throne.
这是一个永远的宝座。It
is not touched by waves or by circumstance.
不可能被有一些的波浪或其他事情的波动。
Where God lives upon His throne.
神在他的宝座上面,
there is perfect peace.
是完全的平静,
there is perfect beauty.
是完全的美丽,
now there are these four creatures.
这有四个活物,
and they fly around God's throne.
在神的宝座四周在飞行,
now they have a special gift.
它有特别的恩典,
now see people get distracted by the face of a man, face of a lion and everything.
有不同的狮子的脸，有人的脸。
But here's their special gift.
这边有特别的恩典。
They have many eyes.
他们有很多的眼睛。
And what are they seeing?
他们看见什么?
They can see God as He really is.
他们能看见神就是他神这个样子的神。
And so we see the highest worship. The highest worship is to worship God as He truly is.
我们能看到这个最高最高的敬拜，就是能看到神是这样的神。
And what did they say?
然后他们说什么呢?
Holy, holy, holy.
他们说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
If you have eyes up at the throne of God, you see holy, holy, holy.
如果你们有这样的眼睛能够提到宝座前的话, 你们所能说的就是圣哉,
what else did these creatures see?
然后其他的一些活物看到一些什么呢?
God Almighty.
神是全能的,
because they see He is Almighty God.
因为他看到他是个全能的神,
who was and who is and who is to come. In other words, He is eternal.
他看到说他神是习在今在永在的神, 也就换句话说他是永远的神,
night and day, without ceasing, they worship God.
不管夜和晚,
these were creatures that were made to see God and to worship Him as He is.
这些活物被创造呢, 就是来这样的敬拜我们这样的神。
That's their one job.
他们唯一的工作就是这样。
They see His glory.
他看到他的荣耀。
They worship Him.
他们来敬拜他。
These creatures are a symbol of our worship the way it should be.
他们这样的活物的敬拜就好像我们应该像这样的简单就这样来敬拜我们的神。
Sometimes we have songs of worship that worship our God, but that is not the way He really is.
有些歌呢, 我们好像来敬拜神, 但好像不是真正的, 描写到我们的神的那个样子。
The highest worship is to be able to be lifted by the Spirit above all of our problems to say, God, holy, holy, holy.
真正的敬拜是要把我们能够提起来, 能够除去掉我们所有一切的问题, 来到神面前说, 圣哉, 圣哉, 圣哉。
You are the holy God, you are the almighty God, you are the eternal God.
你是那圣洁的神, 你是那全能的神, 你是那一切有, 至高至大的神。
Now when these four creatures were worshipping around the throne,
当这四个活物在宝座四周飞翔的时候,
then in verse 10 we're introduced to the 24 elders.
那你看到第十节有讲到了24位长老。
And the 24 elders fell down before Him who sits on the throne, and they worship Him who lives forever and ever, and they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory, honor, and power. You created all things, and because of Your will, they exist and were created.
24位长老就匍匐在做宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说我们的主我们的神你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的因为你创造了万物并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的
And we see four creatures.
我们看见四个活物,
they have one job.
他们只有一个工作,
to worship the holy God.
去, 敬拜那, 圣洁的神,
forever and ever.
永远永远的敬拜他,
because God is worthy.
因为神是, 因为主神是配得的,
of unceasing praise.
Prayer? 不住的祷告。
But now we see 24 elders.
我们现在看到24位长老。
Now what are they praising God for?
那他们在这边, 敬拜些什么呢?
What are they praising God for? That you are the creator. That you created us.
你创造了我们。
We were created for your will. We were created for your pleasure.
我们, 因着你的, 喜悦而被创造。
What are they saying?
他们说些什么呢?
I'm so glad I'm alive.
我们多高兴啊, 因为我们是在活着的。
I'm a creature of the Almighty God.
我们是, 在神面前的活物。
And I was made to worship you.
能够敬拜你。
Oh, this is the heavenly worship.
这是一个天上的敬拜。
Do you come to God?
你能来到神面前。
Do you say, thank God I'm alive?
你有没有说, 感谢神, 我是活的。
Thank God I'm a creature.
感谢主, 我是一个, 活的一个物, 活物。
And as a creature, I can worship the uncreated eternal God.
我们可以, 活物来到神面前说, 主, 你是创造, 你是大, 大的。
Here is my life. I'm just a human being.
我是一个人, 就是一个, 人。
But I'm not created for myself.
但是我不是自己被自己创造的。
I'm created for your will and pleasure.
我是被了你的旨意, 为了神的, 的旨意能够创造出来。
Oh, God loves this kind of worship.
神喜悦这样的敬拜。
It's such a peaceful worship.
是多么平安的这样的情况。
No matter what problem we have on the sea of this life,
不管我们在这个海浪里面有多大的一些的困难,
we can be lifted up into the heavenlies.
我们可以被提到宝座前面去。
And there's our eternal God.
那是有一个永远的神在那里。
He never changes.
他从不改变。
He's always worthy of our worship.
他永远配得我们的赞美。
We bow before Him as His creatures.
这些活物在神的宝座前面敬拜，匍匐敬拜。
Now where are you living?
你是在哪个地方呢?
Down in Patmos or up in heaven?
你是在拔摩海岛呢, 还是在天上?
When you worship God, do you always say, Oh God, here I am and the waves are very high?
我们常常祷告的时候，主啊，我现在在这个光景面好像海浪很高大。
And God, I'm worshiping you, but are you alive? Where are you? I don't know.
主啊，我这边我现在好像很大的困难啊，海浪很大，你在哪里啊？
God, please help me. I think I'm sinking. I'm sinking.
主啊，赶快救我啊！我快要沉下去了，快要沉下去了。
Or do you allow in the spirit to worship?
你是不是让里面的灵能够来敬拜呢？
You know something?
你知道一些事吗？
God is eternal and will go on forever on His throne.
神是永永远远的在他宝座前面。
You will be a creature forever.
你在他面前是一个是永远是被造的。
Even if you die tomorrow,
即使你明天死了,
it's okay.
也没有关系。
You'll still be before His throne forever and ever and ever.
你可以永远在他的宝座面前敬拜和敬拜。
So start to rest and worship Him.
开始你们应该在主面前能够安息，能够开始来敬拜他。
The second worship,
第二个敬拜,
is in chapter 5.
第五章。
And we see that it happened as soon as the Lamb took the scroll out of God's hand. And when He took the scroll out of the hand, we see verse 8. When He had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他既拿了书卷、四活物和24位长老，就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金牛犊，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。And
they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals. You were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they'll reign upon the earth.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷。 配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。When
the Lamb took the scroll,
当羔羊拿着这个书卷,
the first worshippers were the 28.
第一个敬拜28个,
the 24 elders and the four living creatures.
有24位长老跟4个活物.
And what did they do?
那他们做些什么呢?
They've been always just circling the throne.
他们就在, 宝座的四围.
But now they fall down before the Lamb.
And they sing
a new song.
他们唱一个新歌,
an even better song.
更好的歌,
worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
配配你是配得的,
worthy, worthy
羔羊是配,
is the Lamb.
高配配羔羊是配,
he has redeemed, he has bought by the sacrifice of his life. Worthy is the Lamb.
你是配得的，因为你为了因着你自己流血、自己牺牲，把我们买赎回来。
What a tremendous worship this was.
这是多好多大的一个敬拜。
It was so great that the angels had to enter in.
我们这边也看到了一些的天使在这里面。
When the angels enter in, they enter in with perfect sevenfold worship.
那他在里面呢，天使进入了七种的敬拜，对不对？
Notice in verse 11.
在第十一节,
I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was thousands of thousands. And they said with a loud voice,
verse 11.
And then notice in verse 12,
在第十二节,
they ascribe seven things to God.
他们提到七件事情。
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, might, honor, glory, blessing.
大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞。这边提到七件事情。
And when the angels sang,
当天使在唱的时候,
then all creation had to join in verse 13.
那所有的被创造都一起的参与了。
The trees began to sing.
那些树也开始唱起歌。
The animals began to sing.
动物也开始唱歌了。
All creation joined in.
所有的被创者都参加了。
And they said,
他们说,
to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing, honor, glory, and dominion forever and ever.
但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势,
and the four living creatures kept saying, Amen, Amen.
那四个呼就一直说阿们阿们阿们。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
What these people are saying is true, it's true.
那这些被创造所说的所唱的是真实的是真实的。
And the elders kept falling down, falling down.
那这些长老们呢就一直匍匐敬拜。
These are the only elders I know who never get tired, falling down, falling down, falling down.
这些我是我看到的长老是从不疲倦在一直。
Because this is the greatest worthy worship in the heavens.
这是一个最值得这个最配的一个赞美在天上。
There's one word they say about the Lamb. They say about nobody else. Worthy is the Lamb.
他们在天上只有提到一件事情，就是羔羊是配。
所以 where do you look?
你在哪里看呢
？Do you look at the decline of the church, like in chapter 2 and 3?
你看到在第二章或就好像第二章第三章提到这些教会。
Do you look for evil that is rising in the Antichrist?
你看到好像这个邪恶的东西从这个敌基督里面出来。
Or do you worship the Lamb who holds the scroll in his hand?
还是你看到了神拿到的书卷。
That's when we're heavenly worshipers.
这是天上的敬拜。
And number three.
第三个敬拜。
In chapter 7.
第七章。
We come to verse 9.
第九节。
After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation and all the tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches were in their hands.
此后我观看，见有许多人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Verse 10, they cry out with a loud voice.
在大声喊着说
You see, they worship.
你看到吗?他们就开始敬拜了。
Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊。
And look at verse 11.
看看十一节。
The angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne of God, saying,
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
And then verse 12, sevenfold worship again from the angels.
然后等从十二节又看到了七重的敬拜。
Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
说阿们，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
The angels were flying around.
天使在旁边飞翔。
Why did they fall down?
为什么他们要掉？为什么他们要下来呢
？Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？This is the first time sinners in heaven are worshiping the Lord of their salvation.
这是第一次罪人呢能够在天上开始敬拜。
All those multitudes from every nation, for the first time they're up in heaven, and they're worshiping the Lamb saying, salvation is yours, salvation is yours.
这是第一次呢这是从各民各方里面能提到宝座前说救恩都归于你救恩都归于你。
And the angels have never heard anything so wonderful.
天使从来没有听过这么奇妙的声音。
And they fall down and worship before the Lamb.
他们就在羔羊面前匍匐敬拜。
Now, brothers and sisters, our worship here on earth isn't always so good. Sometimes we don't sing too well.
我们在地上敬拜，有时候我们唱的歌不一定很好。
Now, I'm glad when you have somebody up here leading the singing, they sing right into the microphone and they sing pretty good.
我有时候在那边，我们看到你们这边有几位领会的这个，我们在领诗歌的时候，这个嘴巴靠的太靠近。Michael 唱得很好。
But many of us are pretty bad singers.
但是很多我们在当中其实唱得很差。
But when we get to heaven,
但是当我们来到天上的时候
and we all shout, salvation is Jesus.
我们会到天上会大声喊着说救恩都归我们主耶稣基督。
It'll give the angels electric shock.
会给那些天使很极大的震撼。
And they'll fold their wings and fall to the ground.
然后他们的翅膀就突然震撼掉到地上来。
Because the salvation song is a song never heard in heaven before until we sing it.
因为这个救恩的歌呢天使从来没听过直到我们被提到天上在宝座的时候前面唱的时候。
And you and I,
你和我
will have a good voice then.
我们会有个很好的声音在这里。
Nice and loud.
会非常好而且非常大声。
No singing and coughing.
没有在咳嗽一边咳一边唱的。
Okay, worship number four.
第四个敬拜。
Chapter 11, verse 15 through 18.
第十一章 ,17.
Verse 15.
第十一章, chapter 11. 十一章。
Verses 15 through
18. 第十一章十五节到十八节。
You remember we looked this afternoon. This is when the mighty angel put his feet upon the earth and the sea.
你记得我们今天下午提到大力的天使在宝座前面匍匐敬拜。
And the seventh angel sounded and there was loud voices in heaven. There's the worship again.
这有第七位天使吹号。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
敬拜说第四上的国成了我主和主基督的国，听着他要做王，直到永永远远。
And the 24 elders who sit on the thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thanks, O Lord God the Almighty, who are and were, because you've taken your great power and have begun to reign.
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说昔在今在的主神全能者啊我们感谢你因为你执掌大权作王了。
And the nations were enraged and your wrath came and the time came for the dead to be judged and for the reward of your bondservants the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name the small and the great and to destroy those who destroy the earth.
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了；审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人、众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了。
Ah,、oh, what worship!
何等的敬拜
！Up in heaven,
在天上
，they've been waiting.
他们在等待
，they've been hearing the evil on the earth.
他们听到地上一些那个邪恶的事情
，they've been waiting for the day.That Jesus would step on the earth to become the king.
他在等待那一天主耶稣基督的脚踩到地上来。
When Jesus steps on this earth to become the king,
当他主耶稣脚踏到地上成为这世上的王的时候
，Satan will be dethroned.
撒旦会被去除掉。
The 24 elders wait for this day.
二十四位长老就等到这一天。
The angels wait for this day.
所有天使在等待这一天。
And so when Jesus puts his feet upon the earth and claims it for his own,
当主耶稣的脚踏地上能够说这就是我的国的时候。
In heaven, they're so happy.
在天上是多么的快乐。
It's time.
时候到了。
He's begun to reign.
他要掌权了。
He will judge the evil ones.
他要审判这个邪恶的人。
He will reward his bondservants.
他要赏赐这些仆人们。
Oh, there's worship up in heaven.
这些天上敬拜就开始了。
Already they're rejoicing.
他们已经开始这样的喜悦了。
Because Jesus has begun to reign.
因为主耶稣基督就要掌权了。
Oh, may we be a testimony to this fact.
愿我们能够成为这件事情的见证。
When we come together in worship,
当我们来到这边一起敬拜的时候
we proclaim that Jesus has begun to reign upon this earth.
我们宣告说主要在这个地上掌权。
And then we look in chapter 14.
然后我们看一下第十四章。
This is our fifth, time of worship.
这是我们看到第五个，敬拜。
Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads.
第一节，我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他的父的名写在额上。
And I heard a voice from heaven like the sound of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder. The voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps.
我听见从天上有声音像众水的声音像大雷的声音并且我所听见的好像弹琴所弹的琴声。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌仿佛是新歌除了从地上买了那十四万四千人以外没有人能学这歌。
Now who are these people?
这些是什么人啊
?Who are these 144,000?
这十四万四千人是从哪来的
?Now many people have different interpretations.
许多的不同的基督徒有不同的解释。
But I'll just tell you what I think.
我告诉你我所想的。
And then you can talk to brother about what the truth is.
然后你可以跟那个，然后你再问问朱弟兄是什么。
These 144,000.
这14万4千人。
They're the remnant.
他们是余数。
They are the faithful ones.
他们是忠实的,
who've been raptured up before God.
他们被提到主的宝座前,
they have Jesus' name on their forehead.
他们在他们额前面有主耶稣基督的名.
Why?
为什么?
They belong to Jesus.
因为他们属于主耶稣基督.
They have sweet harps to play.
他们有这个甜美的心来祷告.
Because they have such heart of love for the Lamb.
因为他在里面有多么爱, 羔羊的心,
they have a song to sing which nobody else understands.
他们有歌能唱出来,
because it was a song born out of trial and travail and faithfulness.
在他里面有这样的歌, 是因为他们有许多经过一些试炼, 经过很多事情,
oh, this is remnant worship.
这是一个, 有一个,
this is worship of those who really know the Lamb of God.
这些是真正知道, 主,
many Christians claim to know the Lord Jesus, but do they really know the Lamb of God?
许多人知道说他自然知道神,但是他是不是真的知道这个羔羊,前面羔羊的
have they learned the secret language of the heart?
真是真正学习到那个里面 心里真正的那个奥秘来敬拜呢?
Here they are worshiping in heaven.
他们这样子在这, 你看到他们在这边有天上这样的敬拜。
Now we come to our sixth time of worship in chapter 15.
我们看到第六个敬拜在,
15.
第15章。Verse 2. 第二节。
And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass holding harps of God.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海,其中有火掺杂,又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像,并他名字数目的人,都站在玻璃海上,拿着神的琴。
And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
And they sang, Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before you. For your righteous acts have been revealed.
说主神全能者,你作为大灾,奇灾,万事之王啊,你的道徒义灾,成灾,主啊,谁敢不敬畏你? 不将荣耀归于你的名呢? 因为独有你是圣的, 万民都要来你在你面前敬拜, 因你公义的作为已经显出来了。
Now who are these people?
那这些又是什么人呢?
Now they're different from those in chapter 14.
这些跟14章是不一样的人。
But they also were singing a song of victory.
他们也在, 在唱这个得胜的歌。
And we notice something strange.
我们看到一些很奇怪的事情。
They sing two songs are brought together.
他唱了两个歌能够合起来的一起唱。The
song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
唱仆人的歌,唱摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。These
are Jews and Gentiles brought together.
这是犹太人跟外邦人合起来的。And
now they sing one song.
然后他们唱一样的歌。And
who are they?
那他们是谁呢?
They have gone through tribulation.
他们经过了大患难。Notice
what it says in verse 2.
你们注意到第二节。
They have been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name.
又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像并他名字数目的人。
Now I tell you what I think.
我告诉你我所想的。
These are the saints and the Jews who were raptured in the middle of the tribulation.
我所想就是说这是, 这些犹太人在大患难中被提到神面前去的。
So for me, you understand now.
对于我你知道了。
I believe in two raptures.
我相信有两次的被提.
There's the rapture of the remnant who is ready before the tribulation.
我所相信的是第一个被提呢，就是在有一些渔民呢，在大患难之前就被提到天上.
And then there is the rapture of the saints who learn to be overcomers through tribulation.
那有另外一批呢，在大患难中成为得胜者，然后在大患难中被提了.
You see in chapter 14.
你看第14章,
an angel comes and reaps the harvest.
Which verse?
Let's see here. Verse 15.
Oh, 15.
Verse 14. We should read this. We'll read it.
Okay.
Then I looked and behold a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like the Son of Man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
我又观看见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴了金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Put in the sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说，伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
And then he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped.
那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
Now you see, I believe that these are Christians and even the Jewish remnant who was made ripe by believing in Jesus and by being faithful through tribulation.
哦，这些是我相信，我认为说在这些大患难中，有些基督徒还有一些犹太人，应得在信的主耶稣基督，然后被提了。
Because then immediately after that, another angel comes and he reaps the grapes. And they're squeezed in wrath.
我们就看到说，又有一位天使从天上从出来，拿着镰刀，然后也是在地上收割。
Now the one thing we know from the scriptures,
我们知道从这段圣经里面来看
，is that the Lord would never allow His children to go through the great tribulation.
就是我认为就是在神会不让他的子民经过大患难。神不允许
the great tribulation.
神允许经过他大患难。
So anyway, here we see in heaven the Jews and the Christians together singing a song of worship regarding the righteousness of the Lamb.
我们就看到在这边又看到说外邦人跟犹太人在一起能够唱这个新歌，能够赞美神的救恩。
One day we will worship in the heavenly worship and proclaim the righteousness of the Lord God.
我们会在有一天，我们在神面前会唱这公义的歌，会公义的敬拜。
And we'll proclaim the coming kingdom, even as in this song.
我们就会在这边，就好像这首歌所说的，看到神的国要来。
And then the seventh,
然后最后一个
heavenly worship,
第七个敬拜
is in chapter 19.
第十九章
we began by reading these verses.
我们开始读这些经节。
Two things are happening here.
有两件事情发生了。
Babylon has just been destroyed.
大巴比伦被摧毁了。
And now in heaven, they're celebrating the destruction of Babylon.
在天上有开始庆祝这个巴比伦被摧毁了。
Because the Lord God Almighty reigns.
因为我们全能的神已经掌权了。
And Babylon has been judged.
大巴比伦已经被审判了。
And so there's hallelujahs in the heavens.
所以呢，有哈利路亚在天上。
And these hallelujahs are declared even before Armageddon is fought.
在天上敬拜说，即使在这之前
，because we see that the Armageddon begins in verse 11 of the same chapter.
在这第十一节我们可以看到
，but they're worshiping God because He's gained the victory over Babylon, the harlot.
我们这边第十一节看到说他在大巴比伦得胜。
But what else are they praising God for?
那他们还有一些敬拜些什么呢？
They're worshiping God because the bride has made herself ready.
看到说新妇已经装备整齐了。
Let's listen again at the end of verse 6.
我们从第六节来看。
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come and His bride has made herself ready.
这边说呢，第六节说，哈利路亚，因为我们主耶稣是神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，要将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己也准备好了。
In heaven,
在天上
everybody loves the Lamb of God.
每个人都爱羔羊。
And they've been waiting for the marriage.
他们在等待这个婚宴。
Only one problem.
只有一个问题。
The bride had to get ready.
就是新娘子要准备好，新妇要准备。
The groom was already ready.
新郎已经在那边了。
How come the bride's always late?
为什么我们结婚的时候都是那个新郎比较晚？
Even here, the bride has made everybody wait.
在这边的话也是在新娘子在让新郎在等待。
So finally, when the bride came to the back of the church, everybody in heaven said, "Hallelujah! The bride's ready."
我们最后看到说新娘子走进来了，所以说哈利路亚。
And now we can rejoice together in the feast.
我们可以在, 在这个宴会中, 我们在这个大宴席里面,
you can see in the heavenly worship,
there's
celebration.
他们开始庆祝,
because the Lamb is worthy.
因为, 羔羊是配,
because the Lamb is victorious.
因为羔羊是得胜的,
because the Lamb has begun to reign.
因为羔羊要开始掌权了,
because the Lamb loves us.
因为羔羊爱我们,
because the saints in heaven are saved.
因为圣徒在天上已经被得救了,
and because God is worthy to be worshipped.
因为我们的神在天上是配得敬拜的,
He is holy, holy, holy.
他是圣哉圣哉圣哉的神。
Now do we enter into heavenly worship?
我们是不是进入这天上的敬拜呢?
Tomorrow morning I'm going to watch.
明天早上我要来看一看。
See if you're just Old Testament worship.
看看你们是不是只有在旧约的敬拜。
Maybe New Testament worship.
也许是新约的敬拜。
Maybe heavenly worship.
因为是天上的敬拜。
To be heavenly worship, two things.
在天上敬拜必须有两件事情。
It must be God-centered.
必须是以神为中心。
And you must see from the heavenly point of view. From heavenly point of view,
从天上的眼光,
Jesus already has won the victory. Can we worship from there?
我们是不是可以从那边开始来敬拜?
Can we be caught up in the Spirit and worship from the heavenly point of view?
我们是不是可以被灵能够提起来提到天上来开始这样敬拜呢?
Maybe if we really worship in the heavenly worship,
如果我们已经开始这样，也许我们可以开始这样的，在天上这样的敬拜。
We'll hear some angel wings.
我们有些的天使这边等待。
Because the angels love it when the saints worship with true heavenly vision.
因为天使喜欢喜悦有这样的圣徒在天上有这样的敬拜。
We live on this earth.
我们现在在这样的世界上。
And there's two kinds of worship that are irresistible to heaven.
有两种不能抗拒的这种的力量。
The first is,
第一个是,
Jesus is worthy and victory.
主耶稣基督是配的，而且是得胜的主。
The second,
第二件事情,
Come, Lord Jesus.
主你来。
When we worship in this way,
当我们这样敬拜的时候,
we are hastening the day of the coming of the Lord.
我们就是在这边等待主耶稣，加速主耶稣的再来。Let's
all be worshippers.
让我们成为真正的敬拜者。With
hallelujah in our heart.
在我们心中有 hallelujah.
Singing with loud voice.
在我们口中有大声的敬拜。
Unless you really sing as terribly, then not so loud voice.
这个大声敬拜有些也许唱的不大好没关系。
But sing with all your heart.
但是用你的心来敬拜，来赞美。We
worship the Lord with heavenly worship.
我们敬拜主，用天上的敬拜来敬拜主。
May we see these blessed truths in the book of Revelation.
让我们能够这样看到这个有福的说明在这启示录里面。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Hallelujah! The Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah! 我们的神已经掌权了。
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
配，你是羔羊是配。
Holy, holy, holy is Lord God Almighty.
圣哉圣哉圣哉我们的全能主神。
The song of the Lamb and the song of Moses have come together into one song.
羔羊的歌和摩西的歌能够同为成为一首歌来敬拜。
For Jesus is Messiah and the Savior of all.
主耶稣基督是我们的弥赛亚，还是我们的一切的救主。
Oh, give us our eyes to see the heavenly point of view.
让我们能够开我们的眼睛，能够看天上的敬拜，天上的眼光来看。
And we believe even when we worship according to that view,
让我们能够有这样的眼光来看,
that you will move upon this earth.
你会把我们这整个能够震动。
Gather us together tomorrow morning in spirit-filled worship.
让我明天早上能够敬拜，这样能够开始有这样学习这样的敬拜。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。 Amen.